Purple loosestrife, said to be a plant which will destroy all of our wetlands, is my topic. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale, an opposite view after this.
You are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
4 years now, purple loosestrife has been condemned by so-called environmentalists as a terrible plant which is going to take over all of our wetlands. In addition to disagreeing with banning the plant because I know a ban will not work, the common barberry was banned 40 or more years ago and it's still very evident, I believe we would be robbing gardens and gardeners of a valuable plant. However, I also decided to do a little investigation into the whole subject. I found that the possibility of purple loosestrife taking over other common wetland border plants such as cattails and natives such as willows is highly unlikely. My late colleague Fred Dale had a farm pond edged with natives. He pointed out that naturally introduced purple loosestrife had been pushed right out by the native willows and cedars and cattails. Just what's behind the campaign to ban this beautiful, useful plant? It's a well-known fact that the anglers and hunters are the main organization pushing for a ban. These people don't like loosestrife around fly fishing ponds and rivers because they cannot hunt or fish from the edges due to the rapidly expanding growth. They also, by the way, would like to see cattails reduced by about 50% of its present numbers. I understand the Ontario Federation of Naturalists has received considerable funding from Ducks Unlimited, and they've joined with the anglers and hunters, basically all the same people, in trying to have loosestrife banned. I'm Art Drysdale.